Okay, we're going to start the Saphtomyces. Unfortunately, I can't be there in person, but I'd like to at least make an attempt to see how many recordings I can make while I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And if it helps, it helps. If not, there are plenty of other shiurim which are available. This is just to keep the momentum going. So we're going to start off with Mysers on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. So here's the rule. Kosher will anything which is food, meaning has to be edible for people. Not if it's Michael Behema, right? Or plants used for dye. Also, that's also not chayev in Mysers. Finishmar, it's protected, meaning it's not hefker. It has an owner that watches over it. The Gedulah Min Haaretz. It grows from the ground. It's not like mushrooms, which are a fungus. Chayev b'maisres, then it's chayev b'maisres. Then we'll expand on this a little bit more. Oy kalachar amru, another call they said. If it starts off as growth, as food, and it's food at the end of the growth, meaning if you leave it in the ground, so when it's small, it's edible, but you'll leave it in the ground and let it grow to become a little bit bigger, then it will also be edible. So that's true of most vegetables, let's say, you know, like cucumbers. So it starts off small, but they're edible. It grows a little bigger if you leave it in the ground longer. In fact, if you leave it in the ground too long, it becomes very bitter. But anyway, then what? Alpha Pisha Hu Shomro. Even though you protect it in order to add food, means that usually you're going to leave it in the ground till it gets bigger. Cucumber is a perfect example. If it's too small, you're not going to leave it that way. You're going to let it grow till it becomes a larger size. So you're going to be shomer it to be mosef ochel on the smaller one. But if you were to pick that while it was still small, Chayev katan v'gadol, you're chayev in both, whether it's small or large. If it's not an oichel at the start, but in the end it is an oichel, then eino chayev ad she'yaseh oichel, like fruit. Perfect, fruit is a perfect example. Starts off very, very hard, very, very sour, and it's not edible. And then as time goes on, it becomes saifa oichel. So that's when you're going to be chayev, only after it becomes an oichel. That's the first Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Kolam u'b'maishas. Ksiv aser ta'aser is kol tu aser recha. Pasuk says, everybody knows this pasuk, aser ta'aser, all the tefuah of your planting. All the tefuah of your seed, actually. So the Gemara says, hayisayim rakal dvarm hu chayav u'b'maishas. If it would just say, asatasar, then I would think everything's chayav b'maisus, whatever grows in the ground. Kamalimra is called fuasar echo, all the grain, that has to be something which is edible. Yachalo you chayav b'maisus el tefuah, you might think it's only grain. So Tamalimra, you'd say hasada shana shana, riba. But there's a riboy. Tells me even beans and fruits. Now, the Gemara is mashma, when you just read this drasha, the way it's written here, it sounds like everything's chayiv min hatorah. These are psukim that we're dashening. And we have a riboy for both grain and for also fruits and for, and for beans. Okay? Sounds like it's deraisa. Then the Gemara, we'll come back to this point in a minute. That's really the Rambam Shita. For Riba Sha'ar Zer Aine Gino Shein Echolin. And it's also Marba garden seeds. Since you have a Riboy, maybe it's Marba everything. So the Gemara says, Ksiv Ogtwa Zer Echol. Ksiv HaYotzi HaSod Shana Shana HaKeitzad Tomi Ben Tang Dom Shu Echol Manishmar. So the Gemara goes through the drasha process. It shows me it's only things which are edible. Now, Well, they explain that this is really using klal pratu klal, okay? Let's say you see how Sada Shana Shana, which was a klal. So that was, so you had klal, asatasa is called to asaracha. What was the first klal? One second. First klal was. Stop doing that outside. Asa to aser is a claw. I think kol to aserecha is a prat. And then hayotzi asar shana shana will be the final claw. So that will be called prat to claw, and the claw that we say can end up prat, right? Let's see here. He says in the bottom, there's a chilek here, that the brises are really being chilek. What? That the first brise that held it was a kol apart to kol, but this brise has a different drasha. Okay, they're using different types of drashas to learn out this din. The main point here is not so much the details of the drasha, but the fact that the Gemara seems to be learning out this as a din d'oraisa. And we're going to just go a little bit more. We're on 1b. Yochashan imar bezara loif ha'elyon bezara creation zara v'solim zara lefas tznoi z'shazer n'yigina shenachon. You might think that the Reboy is telling me even things which are not edible. Tamalami z'haratz loik kozaratz. It says mi z'haratz. So this is another drasha that's only from some of the seeds, right? If, in other words, the reason why we're having a little trouble here with the drasha is because if it's kol prat to kol, then iata don elokein haprat. So in that case, you don't need another drasha. Here the Brisa is bringing another drasha of mizara haaretz v'loy kol zara haaretz. So you see they're not using kol prat to kol. So he must have left it as a kol prat. Okay, and I think then the rule is Ein b'chol l'mashu b'prat. So he had another drasha. So it's Mizar Haaretz that tells me not everything, so only stuff that's edible. Finally, the Gemara says for the pri ha'etz, Rami's called Peres Ha'ilon, Yachshani Ma'ar b'charuvei shita v'talmayna b'charuvei groira. You have these other types of fruits which are inedible. Not all carobs are edible. I don't think I've ever tasted a carob that tasted edible to me. So it's from the pre. Again, the same kind of deal. How about vegetables? So here it says explicitly that when it comes to meiser for vegetables, it's only drabbanan. So this is a big problem, that there are some Rishonim that learn that the only things in a chayiv in Maisus Deraisa are dog and tirashri yitzar. So that's grain, wine, and oil. But everything else is only drabbanan. So the problem would be, how do you learn this Gemara? So they have to be doichik, and they have to say it's an asmachta. So what's the difference between an asmachta and Isim and Yehuda saying that Maisus Yerokas to Medivrahim? So that means that Yerokas don't even have an asmachta. But they're all working within a framework of a drabbanan. So this is a machlokes. It's Rambam Hilchos Trumos 2, 1, and 6. An unadorned reading of our braisa, in fact, implies that even beans and tree fruits also are daraisa. Only vegetables are drabbanan, and that's how it seems to say, that's how we learn Zagamar. Okay, so that's pretty much refurish over here. The Mishnah says only produce that is protected, not hefker, is subject to tithing obligation. Now, this Gemara, Rav Chisda, is a big machlokes, exactly how to learn this Gemara. I'm trying to get through it. First of all, you go through it with the English translation. And then we're going to see how the Vilna Gaon had a completely different way of learning the Gemara. I think Rav Chaim also learned like the Gaon. Let's see. Let's first try our Gemara the way it is in the English. Rav Chisda Amar, this is a simple way of reading the Gemara. Hivkar kama, because of a zochaba. If you kama, of course, means while it's standing in the field, it's still connected to the ground, it's growing, it's kama, it's standing. You are mafker your field with the wheat, let's say, while it's standing, it's attached to the ground, and then you were chayzer, you came back, and you zochaba, you reacquired your field after you were mafker it. Let's assume that it's been standing the whole time, so far. Now you go ahead and you harvest it. And then after harvesting, you went ahead and separated truma. Harezu truma. It's a good truma. In other words, the fact that you were mafker it doesn't make it putter from truma, because at the time that you were mafker it, it wasn't right to be taken as truma because it was still attached to the ground. Nothing that's attached to the ground could be truma. So therefore, the hefker had no impact on the basic halacha. This prat that I just said is going to be at the core of what the machlok is, how other people learn differently. But this is what we're going to learn now. Hefker shibalin b'chaz of a zacha mehem. And if not while it was kama, shibalin is after it has been, after it's been cut. So now you have these ears of grain. And you were mafter it after it became ears of grain, and then you were zeichen it again. For avar v'hirshmehen truma, and you went ahead and you separated truma from it, then eino truma, it's not truma. Why? Because at the time, the Gemara asked, ma ben komo shibalim, what's the difference between whether you were mafter it while it was standing, or whether you were mafter it after it was detached? Kama shel hivkir avar v'hirshmehen truma, eino truma. When it comes to stuff that's standing before your mafgrid, if your mafgrid shuma, you can't make shuma because it's still attached to the ground. If I called out that, okay, these two stalks are shuma on the rest of the stalks, it's not going to work. So when you declare it detached grain hefker, it's not going to affect the shuma obligation. There's no shuma obligation that exists. But Masha Inkin, when it comes to Shibolim, if it's detached ears, actually have kiran v'avav hifresh mehem truma, that if that the before you were you made it hefker, if you went ahead and you separated truma, then what it's trying to say here is even if it was not nigmar malachto necessarily, but if you were mafresh truma at the very beginning of the harvesting process, it's good. It's good truma. So therefore, your hefker will impact those shibolim. So at this point, we're learning Rav Chisda is saying a very simple thing. He's saying that if you're a mafka something while it's standing, and you're chayz of a zaychabai, it does not impact its kiyuv on truma and maestris. Masha'inkin, if you wait till after it's cut, and then you're mafka it, so then, even though while it grew, it was a myrishos, but since at the time it became right for maeser, I went ahead and made it hefker, and at the time I made it hefker, then it was shayach to say uvah levi, that the levi comes and takes things from me for as maaser because he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, from which we dash him, but if he does have a chelik in what I'm being mafresh before, then I'm not chayav a maaser. So here too, when I was mafkir, it was shibolin, it was shayach for the levi to come and be zeichen it, regardless of whether I've done mirach or not mirach, makes no difference. The main thing, the main tour is the fact that we now have a shaykhus to Vahalevi. So that's the way Mara Fulda learns. The problem with this Mahalach is, and Mara Fulda himself raises the problem. If you look at Mara Fulda on Aleph on the Beis, let's go turn to where it says it. I'm going to get out my Hebrew one. Here, Rav Fulda says, it says, Hareza Truma, Zakta Mara Fulda. That's the fourth wide line from the top on Alpha Base. Shabashas Hefker When he made it hefker, it was standing. Still hadn't had the chiyuv, therefore there's no heter, there's no tour of hefker. Then he asks a question from a Gemara Nedarim. It says in the Gemara Nedarim Amim Dalam Beis, the hefker kamoi. If someone goes ahead and he's mafker his vineyard, Ulamachar, and the next day, Omad Ubitzroi, he gets up in the morning and he harvests the kerem, Potter ben Hamaisa. So you Potter from Maisa. So it says over there very clearly, okay, the assumption here is that when you go ahead and you are harvesting the next morning, you're being Chayza Vezecha in your kerem, and the Hefker was only while it was kama, only while it was still attached to the ground. So the way we're learning now of Chista, hefker while it's attached to the ground shouldn't impact the tua at all. And over there it says beferish that if you were mafker, you karam, and you were chayz v'zayka by that you're parted from the meiser. So Marafolda learns al karkach pligi other of Chista. So therefore he learns this there's a plugged in the sugyas. Now that is going to be not Parshan at all. That there are going to be some Mepharshim that are going to want to make it so that there is no Machlokes between of Chista and the Gemara in the Dharm. Okay, we're going to keep going now. Because I want to learn much further before we start getting into the details of this Machlokes. Another Amar Kosh of Chista. Of Chenna of Shem of Chista, Apa Hektish came. But the same thing would be true regarding Hektish. That is to say, what? If you are makdish the grain, okay, you have koma grain, and you are makdish it, and then you are chayzer and you are poyder from the hektish, and then what happens? And then you go ahead and you cut it down. So it's not the fact that it was owned by hektish at one point in time. Hektish is not going to make a tour for you, because while it was standing, it had no chiyuvim. So the fact that it was hektish was not going to impact it. Okay? But if you're machdish shibolin, after it was detached, so then it's going to be the same thing, that since there was a time when it was hektish, and hektish is a ptura from maisers, so therefore it's going to become potter, it's going to remain potter from maisers even after you redeem it. That's the pashup shot in apa hektish came. So the Gemara says, milehim drabanam pligin. The Gemara is going to say now that there's an opposing opinion to this Rav Chanina. I'm going to stop here for a second and go stop the recording, so we'll make this one, page one.